Hello,
Sean speaking.
Yes, good
Hello.
afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a survey in your area and would like to include your opinion.
Sure.
Hello, Mackie. Okay.
Sure.
All right, I mean, which of the following best describes you? Are you currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed, but seeking employment?
I am self-employed, like a 1099 contract employer.
Okay, but so by you, so currently employed full-time, right?
Half and half. Yeah, full-time-ish. 30 hours, probably.
Full-time, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? Construction or building, manufacturing, healthcare, nonprofit endowment, commercial real estate development, professional services, retail or restaurant, you know, hospitality, banking.
Okay, I'll just tell you. I don't have time to listen to all these lists. I'm a closing agent for real estate. My husband is a social worker.
So be, okay, let's see, real estate, right?
Yeah, like I'm a notary.
Okay, we'll put another real estate.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't have it on the list. Okay, so be real estate. All right, ma'am, and in what county do you live in?
We reside in Lycoming County.
Okay. All right, now, which of the following have you done within past 12 months? Have you opened a new checking account, welcomed, you know, a new child into the household, started a new job, started businesses? Open a new credit card, purchase a new car, buy a new home or refinance your home, or open a savings account, declare bankruptcy or none of the above?
The only thing that I've done is start a new job.
Okay, so start a new job, okay? You can choose as many as you want, the ones I read to you, okay?
None of the rest of them, I did.
Just that one, okay? All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes your age? Are you 18 to 27, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, or 58 to 77?
I'm 50.
So, okay, 41 to 57. All right, then, are you a male, female, non-binary, or...
Female.
Prefer not to answer? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, how involved are you in selecting and managing your finances for your household?
I'm the one who does
you
that.
You currently do not have... So you are the very... okay. So B, you currently do not... Okay, you are the key decision maker, but someone else handles... Or you are the key decision maker and handle most of the banking decisions.
I handle it. My husband's supposed to be the key decision maker, but he never does anything, so it's my problem.
Okay, so that's the last one. We'll pick that one. All right, ma'am, and just in your own words, what do you look for in a bank?
I always prefer to work with a local bank. So in my area, if I was to be looking for... I'm not looking for a new bank at this time, but if I was looking for a new bank, I would select probably CNN, Muncie Bank and Trust, they're both local, or possibly one of my local credit unions.
Okay. So be a local bank, right?
Yeah. Or, like in my case, I have a regional bank, but it has a local branch, several local branches. So that's fine, too.
Okay. With local branches, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, and which of the following do you currently have? Would you say you have a checking account, savings account, a 401k retirement account, a money market account, home equity loan, auto loan, a mortgage, investment account, a personal loan, credit card, a mobile payment app?
I have all of those things except no home equity loan, no personal loan.
But you have checking accounts, savings accounts.
Yeah, I have everything else, but no home equity loan, no personal loans, and
no personal loan. What about credit card? You say yes. What about a mobile payment app, such as Venmo, Zelle?
No, Google I don't have
Play?
Any of those.
None of those. Okay, so Bill, what about auto loan?
Yeah, we have a car loan right now, but
okay,
we try to pay them off as quickly
account.
As possible. Oh, what? Yeah, we have all those.
Investing. Okay. No home equity loan, you say, right? No.
No home equity, no personal.
What
we have money market.
Money market account. Money
yes.
Market. Okay.
Everything but home equity and personal loan.
Everything but those. Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am. And your primary bank would be one which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with, your primary bank? Would that be less than a year, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
So the bank I'm with, I ended up there because it got, bought out. But I have had what I consider to be the same bank for almost 30 years.
So 2 to 5. Okay, we'll put 2 to 5. All right, ma'am, and this survey is about, your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designated to inform banking services in your area, okay? Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that come, to mind?
Okay, so there's M&T, there's CNN.
Okay, you said the first one you said is M&T, right?
Yeah.
Got it, uh-huh, okay.
There's CNN.
CNN, I think I've seen it over here. CNN. Okay, got it?
There's Horizon Credit Union.
Horizon. Okay, first, okay.
There's Service
I don't
First
have that
Credit
one.
Union.
Service?
Service First, and then my last one that would come to mind would be Muncie Bank and Trust.
Formerly First Citizens Community Bank, I have that one.
No,
Covenant sure. Bank?
I know what those are, but they're not ones that come to mind, at the top on top of mind.
You say Northwest Bank, right?
No. Get Muncie Bank.
What about Muncie Bank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got 3. I only mentioned the other ones. I have Univest Bank, Wells
Fargo. We don't
Fargo,
have those.
Woods,
we don't have those.
Woodland Bank.
We
Bank,
have Woodland.
Woodlands, okay. So does that come in your mind, though, when you think about, 5 banks?
No. When I pull out of my neighborhood, there's one at the stoplight, but I've never really go there.
Okay, because I have a Five Star Bank, Chumon Kennel Trust Company, a First
those
National
are all further
Bank,
away from us.
Pennsylvania, TD Bank, Citizens Bank. I think you
we
said
don't,
Citizens, right?
TD Bank isn't around us. Citizens isn't around us.
What about S&T Bank?
First National. If it's First National, we do have a couple of those, but they've closed most of their branches recently.
I have First Commonwealth Bank.
They're here, but I don't, it's not something that comes to the top of mind.
Okay, BB&T, Truist?
They're kind of the same, but there's none really, close to me. They're kind of in the surrounding communities.
And, PNC?
PNC. I think there might be one in my grocery store, but besides that, I can't think of any branches.
Standard Bank?
Santander.
Santander, yes.
They used to be here, but they got bought out by, maybe, I don't know. So they got bought out. They're not here anymore in the way, name that.
Okay, well, give me that. You say one that, I don't have in a list, that way I can write it down on.
Was it Muncie Bank and Trust?
Monthly. Let me see if I don't have it here on,
They're changing their name to Journey. Maybe it's, and there's Journey.
Journey? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's write that one right on. Journey Bank. That's the name of the bank? Journey Bank?
Well, Muncie Bank's changing their name to that. I don't think it actually happened yet.
Okay. So, but it's called Monthly Bank?
Correct.
All right, Monthly Bank. All right. Okay, that's give us five, pretty much five. Okay, ma'am, and which of the following banks have you heard of? You know, you can select all the ones that you have, you know, that you may have S&T Bank, Jersey Shore State Bank, Monument Bank, Fulton Bank, Northwest Bank, TD Bank, Meridian Bank, Key Bank, Chemung Canal Trust Company, PNC, University Bank, Invest Bank, Univest Bank, Bank of America, First Commonwealth Bank, Santander Bank, Woodland Bank, Five Star Bank, QNB Bank, Wells Fargo, Penn Community Bank, First National Bank of Pennsylvania, and you got FCCB, formerly First Citizen Community Bank, and Covenant Bank.
So I've heard of all of them, but mostly because I'm in the industry, except
mm-hmm.
for Covenant, and there was one other one you said. I can't remember which one it was, but it's one I hadn't heard of.
Which one? The Covenant?
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one, and there was one other one you mentioned that I wasn't familiar, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay, what about Jersey Shore State Bank?
Yeah, that's local.
That's local, okay, you heard of that one. Well, Monument Bank?
Monument, that was the other one. I've never heard of them.
And then you said
so those
one,
those
right?
two, I've never heard of those
okay.
two.
Oh, you never heard of those two. Okay, that's
right.
Never heard of those.
But
the
all
rest,
the rest
you haven't
I know.
Heard all of them. Okay.
Well, because I'm in the industry, so I cover a big area and I do real estate closings, so I, you know, go to a lot of banks.
All right. so just that one, Monument, you say Monument Bank you haven't heard, right?
Right, and there was one, whatever the one was at the bottom that I just
Fulton,
told you. I can't
Fulton
remember.
Bank? Jersey Shore.
No.
That one.
No, I can't remember. But anyways, I got to go soon, so if you want me to finish, move on.
Okay. All right, we'll move to the next one. All right, ma'am, and which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Would that be Northwest Bank, TD Bank, Meridian Bank, Key Bank, Chemung Canal Trust Company, PNC, Univest Bank, Bank of America, First Commonwealth Bank, BB&T, Truist, Citizen Bank, Muncie Bank, M&T Bank, CNN.
How about this? Let's keep this really simple. The only relationship I have with the bank is M&T Bank and Service First.
Okay, Service First.
It's a credit union. And it's actually not me. Yes, my daughter has an account there.
Would that be BB and T?
No,
which
the
one
only
said?
Two is M and T and
M-T?
Service First.
Okay.
Those are the only two we have a relationship with.
Okay. Service First. Okay. Okay. But I don't have that one. Okay. But the ones I read to you, right? The AMT, right?
Okay. Again, so the
one.
Only That's two are those. I don't know what's on your list. Those are the only two.
Okay.
So next question.
Okay.
Gotta go soon.
Okay, ma'am. And which bank would you consider your primary bank today?
M&T.
M&T. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, and if making the choice today, which banks would you consider? Would that be Northwest Bank, TD Bank, Meridian Bank, Key Bank, Changmont Canal Trust Company, PNC, Univest Bank, Bank of America, First Commonwealth Bank, BB&T, Twist, Citizens Bank, Muncie Bank, M&T Bank, CNN, formerly Citizen Northern, or Monthly Bank?
So the only ones I would consider on that list is M&T, who I'm currently with, CNN, or...
Hello?